It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to Thursday, another beautiful day here in the Think Big community where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world together to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. This is Mia DeVolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information about what we do at thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce the Think Big message brought to you today by JT DeBolt, mission and accomplishment strategist, and my partner in success in life. Babe, take it away.
All right. Thanks, Mia. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you, of course. And I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege, always an honor to come at you, always a lot of fun, by the way. And today I want to talk to you about something that is extremely important in business and in life, but it's really important for our entrepreneurs. And you have likely heard me say this before. I'm going to go deep on it today because it's something that I don't want to get brushed over. Okay? Very important. All too often, I've heard this from entrepreneurs literally as long as I've been in. They lament about the money. They lament about the results, or maybe more importantly, they lament about the lack of the money. They're like, man, I got to make some money. I got to make the sales. I got to do this. I got to do that. And it's not that they're whining at all. It's just that they're legitimately frustrated. And they've put the work in. They've followed the training. They've followed all the advice. They've followed everything. They feel like they've done everything that they were told to do. And for whatever reason, it's not working. By the way, this is true for offline businesses. Seen this happen in real estate. Seen it happen with people who own brick and mortar businesses. So it's not just internet-based businesses or online businesses. The challenge in many of these cases, though, is that when they do make the sale, when the sales actually start to come through, then they're so relieved about the money. So all of a sudden, the money sort of becomes the dictator, right? It sort of becomes the owner. It becomes the boss. They forget that they're in a relationship business. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about getting away from being transactional and being more relational. Because if we are transactional, then we start to see people as, you know, sort of things, you know, objects, items. We don't see them as people. We start to see leads. We start to see prospects as numbers, as opposed to human beings. You know, it's not just a website that draws emails. You don't see that email and go, okay, well, that's a person. You start to see it as leads. You start to say to yourself, okay, well, let's see, I've got this many leads per day. That means my lead flow is pretty good. We start to forget what we're in this thing for. We're in it to help other people. It's not an email. It's a human being that entered their email. They're trusting us. They're asking for help on some capacity. Maybe they're in real pain. Maybe they're in real misery. Or maybe they're just very interested. We don't know yet. But it's so important to get away from being transactional and not lose sight of building not just a business, but also building relationships. Because you can build a business, and if you build relationships, the money will come. That's the one thing, that's the truest axiom of success that I can share with you today. If the only thing you listen to me today, the only thing you hear me say is that, then we have won. If you can get away from being transactional and being relational, getting into a place of building actual relationships with folks, then you have built a bridge. That bridge is what they will come for. That bridge is your business. That bridge is something they will pay a toll, just like a toll bridge. They'll pay big money to walk across that bridge. But you have to build that bridge. You have to build it with them. There's a guy by the name of Brian Buffini. And Brian Buffini actually was introduced to me by Mia. Mia, at one point, was a real estate agent, and she hustled her tail off, man. She was definitely a hard worker when it came to building her real estate portfolio. And so she went through a training that was done by this guy, Brian Buffini. And Brian Buffini is a real estate trainer. He trains on business development and things for real estate agents. And he tells a story about legendary golfer Lee Trevino. If you guys follow golf, you probably heard of Lee. He's an awesome guy. I'm not a huge golf fan, but he's one of those iconic people like Michael Jordan. He's kind of like, you know, one of those, the Joe Montana of golf, if you will, or, you know, whatever your favorite sport is. He's one of those legends in golf. And he was telling a story about, you know, it was after he'd won a major tournament. It came down to one single shot. He'd won this major tournament, and the interviewer's asking him, "My gosh, that was so awesome. Was that the biggest shot of your life?" And Lee Trevino kind of laughs it off and says, "No, actually, the biggest shot was when I was a kid and when I was a caddy at a country club, and I took a $5 bet. I took a $5 bet, but I only had $2 in my pocket. And his job was on the line. I mean, this whole thing was like kind of a big deal." And so he said something so powerful, and I want you to pay close attention to this. Now imagine this. Put yourself in this situation. You're a kid. You've got this job as a caddy at this exclusive country club. You love golf. This is what you're doing. And you're going to play this golf game, and it comes down to one shot for $5, but you only have $2 in your pocket. Now, that might sound crazy. You may say to yourself, "Well, I would never make a bet on money I don't have." But in a way, we kind of do that with business, don't we? In a way, as entrepreneurs, we're hedging our bets against ourselves. We're betting on ourselves, just like Lee Trevino. So listen to this. He says, "Nope, the biggest shot is when I was this caddy and I had the job on the line. But here's the difference. I played like I had the money in my pocket. I played like I didn't have to worry about the money. I played for the sake of making the shot." And of course, he went on to make that shot. Now, the big takeaway from this story is to not let your circumstances cloud your performance and keep you from doing your best work. That's the big thing I want you to take away from this. And the thing that's so important about this is that, listen, we have a decision every single day. You know, here we are, it's Thursday, middle of October. I mean, you know, it could be any day, it doesn't really matter. Things might be going amazingly well for you. And when things are going great, you have that place of comfort, that, well, let's call this a place of confidence. And so because you're confident, you have an ease about yourself, right? And that's an awesome place to be as an entrepreneur. I'll tell you that. I mean, you get on the phone with somebody knowing that you'd love to make the sale because you want to help them, knowing that your ads are clicking and knowing that what you can do can really help people. That's an amazing feeling. When the opposite side is true, when you're saying to yourself, "Man, this, I really, really, really want this to work." A lot of times people say, "I need this to work." When people tell me that's the first clue that they've got a challenge. And that's usually the place where I know I need to help them first. Remember the other day when I was talking about the performance cycle and I said it starts with your beliefs lead to your thoughts lead to your words, and then your words lead to your actions? Well, I'm a firm believer that words are very, very powerful. People say that the eyes are the window to the soul. Personally, I believe it's words are the window to the soul. You can tell a lot about a person. You can tell a lot about how they think, how they believe, how they act by the words they use. And so when a person comes to me with pain or with a challenge, they're like, "Man, I really need to make this work. I need this business to work." That's usually the first place I want to go, because that word need, that place of need, is a place of desperation, and nobody wants to work with a desperate person. So Lee Trevino says, "I played like I had the money in my pocket." The big takeaway there is, do not let your circumstances cloud your performance, your behavior, your thoughts. Instead, you have to perform from a place of power. Now, how do we do this? Well, the first part, this is so applicable to business that it's beautiful. The first part is we have to stop being transactional, of course. I realize money is important. I get it. Trust me, it's a great metric. It's one of the best metrics we can use, especially in business, because, you know, we can't talk about speed so much. We can't talk about, you know, all these. I mean, you could talk about size and expanse and all this kind of stuff of your business, how many leads, how many customers, all this stuff. But really, what it comes down to is everybody wants to know, how much money does it make? How much money have you made? Right? Makes sense. I understand the importance of it, but if that's all you focus on, if you focus on not having any or not having enough, it's damn near, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it is so difficult to break through. So difficult. If you're having a struggle in your business at any time and you're focused on the money, that's the challenge right there. You have to be able to break away from that. It doesn't mean that it goes away, okay? It doesn't mean you have your head in the clouds and you pretend like it's not there. What we do is instead we focus on the value that we bring. So if somebody comes up to you and they say, hey, man, I'd love to work with you, but I can't afford it. You're like, great, I appreciate that, and I wish you the best, but listen, I want you to stick with me. Follow me on my blog. Follow me on my podcast if you have one, for instance. Follow me on my website. Go to whatever your website is, have them opt in. Because at some point, they may have the money. At some point, they may be in a position where they can work with you. And it's not for you to sit there and try to drag it out of them, all right, and try to say, well, what if you did this? The question is that you want to focus on giving as much value as you can, but more importantly, not just giving value, but being valuable. And the way people find value, or the way people recognize value, is when a person deeply cares about them and their problems. They don't care how great your compensation plan is. They do not give a damn about your products and services. Those are window dressing. That is like the icing on the cake. What they really care about is, are you going to take good care of me? Do you care about me? That's what they really care about. The most important thing in their mind is, do you care? And if you can articulate that, if you can demonstrate that, and if you can really, and you truly mean it, then you can lead them to an outcome. They will find the money. Isn't it interesting? You can see this all the time. You'll see people that will go out of their way to buy a big screen TV. They'll go in debt to buy a nice car. Because somehow that TV or that car is serving them on a level where they've got to have that pain resolved. Yeah, we could say to ourselves, well, we need a car because we got to get to work, or we got to get to our thing, we got to take care of, you know, a lot of times people want a car because they need the transportation. But do they really need the super nice car? Maybe not. But it fills a void. It fills a need somewhere. They would be willing to go in debt for that car rather than work with somebody, pay the money to get into business. Why? Because that's where their priorities are. So you have to be willing to demonstrate to them that you care, and that what you do serves them on a level that they absolutely, positively cannot say no to. Does this mean you have to spend a lot of time with each person? No, it just means that it's an area to refine, to get really great at in your messaging and your communication. Next is, you want to make performance goals, not result goals. Performance over results. Because the performance will lead to the results. But if we focus on the results, then we forget about what's getting us there. We forget about the actions that we have to take. We forget about the process that goes into bringing the result to bear. So we focus on taking action. There's a great, you probably heard of Napoleon Hill. There's a great quote by Napoleon Hill. He says, do more than you're paid for. Now, I personally love this. Does this mean be a sucker? Does this mean work for free? Does this mean that you undervalue yourself? If your fee is a certain amount, that you give them twice as much value by doing twice as much work? No, that's not what it means. It means being resolute in your value. It means standing firm on your value. But it means putting yourself in a position where you're willing to give more, to be in a position where it's not about the money. It's about caring. This is what I'm talking about, doing more than you're paid for. Yes, you could show up. When I coach my clients, it's typically an hour long. We typically sit down and we do an hour long session. Does that mean that if they need extra help, I give an hour and 20 minutes? Maybe, sometimes. But what it might mean is I'll give them something to work on. And I'll say, between now and our next session, I want you to send me 3 updates. And those updates take a lot of time for me. Right, I'm going to take the time out of my schedule to actually look at those updates and give them feedback so that they can have direction between now and the next time we speak. It teaches them to be more self-reliant. It teaches them to be resourceful. It teaches them to follow through on things that they may not have ever had to follow through on in the past. That level of accountability, that level of somebody being there for them and actually showing up and delivering is in many cases very new to them. Same thing. You could do the exact same thing in your business or something similar to it. The point is this. It's not necessarily about doing more for less. That's not what Napoleon Hill's talking about. What he's talking about is what you're there to do when you focus on performance goals. What it really means is that instead of just doing something for the sake of getting a result, you're doing it for the sake of getting better. So in your business, do more than you're paid for. Don't just do things to get a result so that when you get the result, you're like, cool, I'm done. That's just the beginning. When you make a sale, that's the beginning of the relationship. I think it's awesome when people say yes to my programs, products, and services. But quite frankly, that's like the first book, the first page in the book. Now we have an entire book to get to of working together, building relationships, and getting results. And then third, focus on changing the circumstances, not being oppressed by the circumstances. If you're in a situation where you've got to make the sale, where you're like, man, just like some people say, I need to make the money. It's a choice. It's a choice to be a victor, not a victim. You get to decide. You get to say, listen, I choose today that I'm going to step into my power. I have decided that from here on out, I'm going to be a winner. I'm not going to allow my circumstances to beat me down. I realize my circumstances are challenging. I realize my circumstances are tough. I realize that my circumstances feel very real to me right now, and I refuse to be oppressed by them. If you focus on doing the work that's required to get out of the circumstance rather than the circumstance itself, opportunities pop up everywhere. I've said this many times throughout my career, and I've said it so many times on podcasts, written it in my book. I've talked about it on Facebook Lives, but I'm going to share it with you again. One of my driving philosophies in life is this. You have everything you need to accomplish anything you want. And that's very true. Right now in your life, you have everything you need to accomplish anything you want. If you say to yourself, JT, I don't have the money, the question is, what is going to lead you to the money? Because really, money is only one of four resources you need to accomplish anything you want in life. Remember the words, you can accomplish anything you want, and you have everything you need. There's two pivot words, everything and anything. You have everything right now in your life that you need to accomplish anything you want. You might have to be more creative, okay? You might have to be more bold. You might have to ask for more help. You might have to ask better questions. But everything you need is out there. It exists. If you're willing to do the work and follow through to get it. And to get anything you want, anything, not what people tell you is possible, not what people have told you, hey, you can only go to this level, anything you want. When people told me that the best thing I could ever become is an aircraft mechanic, I knew I wanted to be a naval aviator. I became an aircraft mechanic. I knew what it meant to be an aircraft mechanic. And because I worked with naval aviators, I recognized I could do that. I could be one of those guys. Anything I wanted, not just what people told me, anything. And the same is true for you. It comes down to four resources, and money's only one of them. The other one is time, equipment, people. Time, money, assets, and people. When I say asset, I'm talking about like equipment, right? So you got to have the time. Time is the single most precious thing because you cannot get it back. When I hear people talk about time management, it's like fingernails on a chalkboard because you can't manage time. It's not possible. It's the one thing that is, quote, impossible. You can't stop time. You can't rewind time. You can't fast forward it. You can't bank it. You can't buy it, right? It's not a consumable. It is a constant. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, how good looking you are, how rich you are. We all have the same 24 hours in the day. So if you want more time, you got to leverage resources, assets, people, whatever it looks like. Equipment's the same way. When I talk about time, money, assets, and people, assets are the stuff you need. If you need a laptop, you need a cell phone, you need, you know, a camera so you can do your Facebook Live, whatever it looks like. The fact of the matter is that there's certain stuff you got to have to build your business. And that's fine. That's great. That's great. You know, if you own a pizza shop, you got to have the ovens to cook the pizza, the delivery trucks to deliver it, and so on. The point is getting clear on what you need and then reaching out to your network because, honestly, outside of time, people are the single most important asset you have. That's why I'm telling you, get away from being transactional. Get away from obsessing over money. Get away from being worried and stressed out about money and be more focused on building relationships. If you'll do that one thing, my friend, you will have an amazing business and an amazing life. You will never want for money. You will never want for resources. You'll never want for time. Actually, you know what? You might want for time. There may come a time when you want more time with those relationships you've built. Your heart may ache and say, I wish I had more time with them. That's when you know you've done it right. That's when you know you've done life, business, anything right because you've worked so hard to build the single most important asset you have, and that is your relationships with people. And so today and every single day, remember this. It's not about being transactional. It's not about how much money you can get from this. It's not about what each person represents, how many leads, how many prospects, how many conversions you have. Those are all important metrics. Don't get me wrong. And money's important. Money's an important metric. But the real important asset in your life is people, the relationships with them, how you can help them, how you can collaborate with them, how you can make it a win-win-win situation, a win for them, a win for you, and a win for the people that you impact. When you approach it that way, you have an amazing business and one that makes a huge impact in the world. All right, my friends, that just about does it for today. Before I hand it over to Mia, let me just say this. I appreciate each and every single one of you. It's an awesome honor to come at you here Monday through Friday. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Mia, it's all yours.
Thanks, babe. If you want to get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting the right customers through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Now go out and share your big takeaway from today's call with us and others by going to facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork. Be sure to like our page so that you get the latest leadership tips, marketing strategies, and online training that will help you grow your business, as well as updates from the Think Big Network community. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friend, because now is all you have. Thank you for tuning in to the Think Big Show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.